This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom's grim budget news. CPUC approves a fixed fee on electric bills, and California florists are upbeat. Newsom's PR blitz seeks to temper budget news. This morning, Governor Newsom will present his revised budget proposal for the coming year. Many will be watching to see what spending he cuts next and how much the deficit has grown based on April tax revenues. In January, he pegged the budget shortfall at $38 billion, but the Legislative Analyst Office warned it could be as high as $73 billion. Regardless of the number, the budget plan will not be offering any good news, and Newsom's office is keenly aware of that. His press team pushed out news releases yesterday touting money the state has already spent on infrastructure, homelessness, and cleaning up streets. Earlier in the week, Newsom celebrated $28 billion in cap-and-trade investments over the last decade and the state's first solar-powered EV truck stop. The Energy Commission jumped on board, pointing out new growth in renewable energy. And the first partner plugged state spending on childhood nutrition alongside Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. On that note, the governor yesterday also pressed for more farm worker housing in Half Moon Bay following a deadly shooting last year that exposed dire living conditions. Keeping 1999 alive. The California Public Utilities Commission yesterday unanimously approved a controversial $24 fixed charge on monthly utility bills. The goal was to lower the overall rate per kilowatt hour to incentivize electric vehicle adoption. CPUC President Alice Reynolds noted that a discount for low-income households will benefit customers in California's hottest climate zones, such as the Central Valley. A customer in Merced, she said, quote, stands to save over $33 over the summer months. Hundreds of commenters opposed the fee, along with the Senate GOP and certain Republicans in the Assembly. Meanwhile, Democrats have taken notice. Several had signed on to AB 1999 to repeal the fixed charge. But the committee it resides in refused to take up the measure ahead of a critical deadline last month, which would have killed the regular bill. And on Wednesday, the author, Assemblymember Jackie Irwin of Camarillo, amended it. Instead of a repeal, it would cap at the rate of inflation any potential increases to the fixed charge. Without any objection by Republicans, Democrats waived the rules yesterday to allow the bill to be heard past the deadline, putting it back in play. FDA concerned about avian flu's potential to mutate. The avian flu outbreak has been all-consuming for the Food and Drug Administration, which is concerned about the possibility that the virus could mutate and spread to humans, says Jim Jones, the agency's Human Foods Program Deputy Commissioner. Speaking at a town hall at Food Safety Magazine's annual Food Safety Summit yesterday in Rosemont, Illinois, he assured the crowd that pasteurization is effective in containing the virus and said the agency is now working to test how high the viral load needs to be before there are issues with pasteurization. We are concerned about this virus having the opportunity to mutate and become a dangerous human pathogen, Jones said. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Nutrien optimistic for this year despite lower revenues. Farmers are benefiting from some softening in farm input prices, but fertilizer giant Nutrien yesterday reported lower sales and earnings in the first quarter due to lower net selling prices for nutrients. Sales fell 12% to about $5.4 billion from 2023's first quarter number of $6.1 billion. Net earnings declined more from $576 million to $165 million. The decreases were partially offset by increased retail earnings, higher fertilizer sales volumes, and lower natural gas costs, the company said. Nevertheless, Nutrien said it is seeing strong potash demand in North America for the spring application season, quote, as channel inventories were tight to start 2024. In addition, the U.S. nitrogen supply, quote, remains relatively tight, in particular for ammonia and UAN, with net nitrogen imports down 21% on a fertilizer year basis. That compared to the historical average. I do think that we're getting back to much more normal buying patterns, said Jeff Tarsi, vice president of retail, on an earnings call with investors yesterday. We're getting much closer to normal than we were 2 years prior when higher prices scared some growers off. Mother's Day alert. Customs inspectors checking flowers at the Mexican border. Customs and Border Protection agents are preparing for Mother's Day by monitoring flower imports at Texas ports of entry for insects and pests. Agents usually inspect over a billion flower stems at ports of entry during the holiday, as well as during Valentine's Day and Easter, that according to a press release, to ensure they are, quote, free from insects, pests, and disease that could harm the agriculture and floral industries of the United States. Now, keep in mind, the California Association of Flower Growers and Shippers expects Mother's Day sales to exceed those of last year. Scientists who led creation of Global Seed Vault named World Food Prize laureates. Two scientists who led efforts to establish a storage vault holding more than a million seed samples were named the 2024 World Food Prize laureates yesterday. The World Food Prize Laureate Selection Committee said Jeffrey Houghton, founding director and executive board member at the Global Crop Diversity Trust, and Kerry Fowler, currently the U.S. Special Envoy for Global Food Security, quote, played key roles in establishing the Salvard Global Seed Vault, which today holds 1.25 million seed samples and more than 6,000 plant species in an underground facility in the Arctic Circle. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Here's today's He Said It. I'm excited to be celebrating compost. That Assemblymember Damon Conley of San Rafael honoring Compost Awareness Week in an assembly resolution. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.